What an appropriate song for the moment. If you have your Bible, please turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 11. And I'm going to try to bring a short devotional on the Lord's body. Discerning the Lord's body. First Corinthians chapter 11, and beginning in verse number 23. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. And after the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. Do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the Lord's body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that drinketh and eateth and drinketh unworthily shall eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. This is the Apostle Paul writing to the Corinthians, and he's recalling the Lord's table to them and reminding them and giving them instruction on taking the Lord's table or observing the Lord's table, as we're about to do here tonight. And this setting here with our Lord, as our Lord spoke to his disciples, I want us to remember that it was in the upper room. It was the last moments before he would go to the cross. He sat here with his disciples, and one of them would betray him. But these disciples, he sat there with them, and this was the last instruction that he was to give them before he was to die. How important this observance is, this ordinance that the Lord has given us. And after he left the upper room, he then went to the Garden of Gethsemane, where we know that he was under great duress and much prayer. And then for Gethsemane, he was arrested by the soldiers and taken to the judgment hall. And then from the judgment hall to the cross. So how solemn and how critical this moment is. If you would, look with me at verse 23. For I have received the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. He took bread. Verse 24. And when he had given thanks, he brake it. He broke the bread and said, Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. This table that is before us, it represents his body. Now, this is just bread that no doubt one of the ladies have made, but it's been set aside for this moment, for this observance, that we might remember. It represents his body. It represents his body that was broken for us. And we are here tonight to remember him. Now, if you will, I want to look just for a minute a little closer at the bread, at this bread. So if you will, turn, we'll come back to here in chapter 11. But if you will, turn over to Exodus chapter 12. And I want to look at just a few verses here at this bread. And so Exodus chapter 12. And the first verse to look at will be verse 8. And while you're turning there, let me say that the setting here is the Lord is instructing Moses to instruct the children of Israel on the Passover. He's giving them direction as to how to observe the very first Passover that they would observe. In verse 8, it says, "And they shall eat the flesh in that night, roast with fire and unleavened bread, and with bitter herbs they shall eat it." Unleavened bread. First of all, let's speak of this unleavened bread so that we might understand better these passages that I want to look at. Unleavened bread in the scripture represents purity. When you bake bread and you want it to rise, you put impurities in it. You put leaven in it, and it rises. But bread in the scripture is a representation of our Lord Jesus Christ. He is that bread which came down from heaven. And that bread which came down from heaven needs nothing added to it. So our Lord is that bread which came down from heaven. And here it is that bread is referred to as unleavened bread. It is pure bread. Now, let's look at verse 15 in chapter 12. 7 days shall you eat unleavened bread. And in the first day, you should put away leaven out of your homes. For whosoever eateth leavened bread from the first day until the seventh day, that soul shall be cut off from Israel. Observe and note that we are to only eat unleavened bread. Christ alone. And all of the leaven that's in our lives, our homes, our hearts, represented here in the house. Whatever leaven you find, get it out. Take it out. Verse 15 here says, Christ alone. And then look at verse 20. You shall eat nothing leavened. You shall eat, have no works. Nothing. Works is forbidden with this bread. We are only instructed Christ alone. Christ alone. In all your habitations, ye shall eat unleavened bread. Unleavened bread. This is teaching us Christ alone. Now, if you will, let's turn back to our 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and look at a few more verses. In verse 27, "Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and of the blood of the Lord." Look at verse 29. "For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body." Does that not strike fear into your heart as you approach this table? I don't know how many times in my life, especially in religion, when I would read this, and it says, if I was to eat unworthily. And what do we do when we read this and we approach this table? What do we find when we examine ourselves? I find sin. I find nothing but sin. And if I'm going to approach and partake of this table, how can I partake of it if I'm nothing but sin? Sin is not a problem with the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why he died. When we examine ourselves, we are to look not for sin, but for self-righteousness. That is the leaven that we are not to mix. And that is the leaven that is damning. So he who is here this tonight, who is a sinner and has no righteousness in themselves, this bread has been prepared by the Lord Jesus Christ for you. He broke it for you, the sinner, not for the righteous, but for the sinner. Now, I want to close with this from the bulletin this morning, and I thought it was such parallel with this, what was in my heart to bring tonight. But our pastor wrote this, and I want to read a couple of excerpts. One denomination says man has to do this work. Another denomination says a man has to do that work. All the while, they do not realize that any work or any leaven that they add with their hands will bring death or damnation to them. When we add our own hand or when we add leaven to God's holy perfection, that bread which come down from heaven, it is certain that death or damnation for us, because we are touching it with our sinful hands, and God will not and cannot have anything to do with man's sinful hands. Christ is all. Christ must do it all by himself. We do not look to his death plus our obedience to the law, our leaven. We look to his death and to his obedience to the law. We look to him. Let's pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we're so thankful for this ordinance, the observance of our Lord in this service tonight. And we pray, Father, Lord, as we take this bread and drink this wine, Father, we would truly remember you in our heart, in our thoughts, in our minds, of what you have done for us. Lord, we can provide nothing for ourselves. Oh, Father, Lord, remind us this over and over again, because we're so prone, Lord, to try to find something to bring to you. Lord, you have provided all. And we thank you, Lord, tonight. We pray, Father, as we observe this table, Lord, that we would do so in remembrance of thee.